and this is something that I would encourage other men to have. And don't feel bad if people try to gaslight you. Don't feel bad if people try to tell you you're a bad man for asking a question, for thinking for yourself instead of just doing what people tell you to do and being a good schmuck. My friends, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, we want to talk today about... I really wish I didn't have to have this conversation about the church today. I really wish I didn't have to do it. But the problem is, when we look at the church today, and I see that people want to preach morality, and yet they don't give people a proper outlet in which to live this life. They don't say, hey, we want you to live a certain way, and because of that, we're going to advocate for these types of policies in the government. We're going to advocate for you to be able to actually live this mindset out. Because it's one thing to say, hey, gentlemen, go out there and get married because marriage is the right thing to do. And then when you look at the divorce courts, you look at the marriage laws, you look at how community property is divided up, you look at that most marriages are ended by women, you look at the fact that no-fault divorce is a thing and people can just leave for any reason that they want, it paints a more realistic picture and it makes people start to ask questions. And that's why I've never heard in a single church that I've been to, and I've been to multiple churches, I've never heard any pastor online or in person talk about the divorce courts, talk about the laws, talk about the sexless marriages, talk about any of these unfortunate realities, the parental alienation that happens after your divorce. And I don't have personal experience with this. I've never been married. I've seen this happen to people. So there's anecdotal evidence on that. But I've also seen the statistics. And my friend, my favorite thing about numbers is numbers don't lie. And so today I want to call for a reform in the church and say, you know what? We need to give men and women, frankly, but mainly men, we need to stop letting women just come in here to the church, bamboozle the men, and then set them up for a divorce. We need to stop telling the men, oh, don't worry about a woman's past, because, like, that's ridiculous. Instead, just be a good man up, and just take the plunge and do that. I can't in good faith tell you to do that, and these pastors need to stop doing that as well, because so many of them are doing it, and frankly, it makes me sick. When we look and we say that the church and it likes to cite the Bible and likes to avoid the context, they like to avoid the very uncomfortable conversations that come with, hey, we want you to do this, but here's how you could actually live that out. They don't usually get to that part. They'll touch on it, but just enough for you to have a, you know, oh, hush, hush, don't ask too many uncomfortable questions, because you should still do it. Should I? Why should I do something that doesn't advantage me at all? It's one thing to do something sacrificial, it's another to do something that's completely stupid. That's a totally different story. Something that would self-sabotage me if it goes bad. If you're an investor, would you invest in a stock that at any point in time could just get rid of you and not give you any payback for your investment? No, of course you wouldn't. But yet, men do that with relationships. Why do we do this? The answer is people do it under the guise of morality. They say that, oh, you need to be a good man. I hate the terms good men, real men, because it's all a manipulation attempt to get you to take the raw deal. It's one thing if you just want to do it. You feel called to do it and you do it. Fine, do that. That's fine. But you should know what you're getting into. The problem is people don't know what they're getting into. People don't know the dark sides of marriage. They don't understand that your wife's gonna stop having sex with you. They don't understand that you're gonna have to pay for sex from your wife. You're gonna have to do all these chore play garbage things. That you want your kids come, your wife's not gonna wanna be as interested anymore. You might have to go, a lot of the married men are the ones who go on OnlyFools. They don't talk about these things because it's uncomfortable. It's not light conversation, so they conveniently leave it out. They just pretend like, oh, how it starts is how it's always gonna be, and don't worry about it. And if you have a call, if you want to say anything else, dummy up, go away, we don't want to have time for you. And I want to call for the church to reform and say, stop telling men to just be lemmings, walk off the cliff, just be a good gump and just go for it. I say no. Well, this is getting weird. Because all it does is it tells you as a man that you are not valuable. Your time, not valuable. Your money, only good for use of other people. Attention, not useful. Energy should be put everywhere besides you. And we need to stop letting men think that their entire value comes from being a utility. Is there fulfillment in building a family? Absolutely. But is it feasible to do that with the modern woman? It's becoming increasingly difficult, I'll tell you that, I'll be generous. But again, I'm not telling men necessarily to not do it, I'm not telling you to do it, I would never do that. What I'm saying is educate yourself. Educate yourself and decide what you want to do. A lot of people don't want to hear these uncomfortable realities because then it makes the right thing to do, quote unquote, even harder. Guess what? That is what should be the case. You should not fear being educated. You should not fear understanding reality. That is dangerous. That is toxic. We don't want to do that. You should want to understand these uncomfortable realities so that then you can come to grips with them. So you can then say, I want to choose to do this because it's what I want to do. Not because other people have decided it for me. Not because my pastor told me to do it. Not because the internet told me to do it. But because it's what I have decided that I want to do with my life. That is what I want you to get to. That is what I tell men to do because that's what I tell myself to do. That's what I do every day in my life. And I want you to have that same freedom. You want to always learn so that then you can make the right choice for you and not be a lemming and just hear about people who fundamentally will throw you to the wolves at the first convenient time. In your divorce, if you have one, they won't come to rescue you. They won't help you. They'll blame you. Because as a man, I'd like to quote Hopper from Bug's Life. He says, first rule of leadership. Everything is your fault. And that is what men live with every day of our lives. We live the everything is your fault. Women want us to lead, but then they don't want to follow you. They want to backseat drive and choose whether they want to follow you or not. No, you're either going to follow me or you're going to go away. I don't care if it's business, pleasure, or anything else. You don't want to sign up? Okay, then sign out and go away. I don't have use for you. It's that simple. And that's how you should operate in your life. At the end of the day, this is your only life you're gonna get, according to what I know. So why the hell would you spend it around people who don't care about you? The church needs to either show up and they need to help people produce this reality, or they need to shut up and they need to stop telling men to just take the plunge and then wonder what happens when they can't come up for air and they're drowning in their marriage. There's a saying that says, don't swim where other men have drowned. And a lot of men have drowned in this pool, and yet they keep telling men to go for it. So we need to have a frank conversation about this. And this is something that I would encourage other men to have. And don't feel bad if people try to gaslight you. Don't feel bad if people try to tell you you're a bad man for asking a question, for thinking for yourself instead of just doing what people tell you to do and being a good schmuck. My friends, this is a very important issue. Your relationships are the most important choices you'll make in your life. So the question is, are you gonna make a choice or are you gonna make someone else make that choice for you and you're gonna be a victim? Don't ever be a victim. Be a volunteer for being a voyager and carve out your own path, or decide at the very least to do what you wanna do. That's what I'm gonna encourage you to do. And I wanna encourage anybody who goes to church, any church leadership, that they need to stop just pushing this forward because it's, quote, the right thing to do. How about no? How about we do something called educating men about the realities of marriage? Let's do that. I think that's very smart. I think that's more honest. You want to talk about honesty and morality? Why do you lie to men about the realities of marriage? And a lie by omission is still a lie. Leaving that out is a lie. And you know it. But you don't want to come to terms with that because then it might make you think that you're not the good person you want to pretend that you are. My friends, we need to call for reform in this. This is not something that I want to see continue, and it makes me sick when I see it. Because I know a lot of these women. I know where they come from, I know what they do, I know who they are, and I can tell it really easily. Other men can't, because they don't have the eyes of someone who's seen the worst parts of the world, who's been in the military, who's seen the garbage in life, who's seen garbage people, who knows garbage behavior, and a very, very weak attempt at trying to get what you want and being an apex predator when I see one. My friends, we need to have a very honest conversation about this, and if you want to have it in the comment section or on my X page at Sheep Get Sheared, you're welcome to do it. My friends, I encourage you to do your own research, think for yourself, because these are very complex issues and ones that will affect your life forever. So please don't make them on a whim. Please don't make them because of your hormones. Use your mind. It is the most valuable thing that you've ever been given. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.